Yevamos per Gimel Mishnah Hey. Shlosha Achin, three brothers. Shnayim hem nesuim, shtei achios. Two of them are married to two sisters. Ve'echad mufne, and one of these brothers is not married. Meis echad mibali achios. One of the brothers that were married to the two sisters, that brother died. So let's say Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, and Levi wasn't married. So let's say Reuven died. Ve'asaba mufne mamar, and Levi, who was unmarried, instead of doing a complete yibum, which he would have been allowed to do, because only one of these brothers died, and his wife felt him to yibum, but instead of doing that, he did a mamar. Mamar is, like the Rav said earlier, it's just marrying with kesef, or, like Tesentiv said there, a shtar as well, but not bia, and by yibum, you need to do bia. So he did a mamar, va'achachach meis achiv hasheni, and now the second brother, Shimon, he died, so what now happens to that second wife? Beshameh omrim ishto imo. Beshameh says his wife is with him, meaning he stays with the woman that he did a mimer to, meaning Reuven's wife. V'hala teitze mishum achos isha. But Shimon's wife, she goes out even from chalitza, like the Rav says, because she's an achos isha. She's his wife's sister, because these two women were sisters. And it's as if when he did a mimer, according to Beshameh, a mimer, it's the same as he was connoisseur with Yibum. And therefore, it's not achos kukaso, because like Taisa says, that even midiaraisa, it's like they did yibum to Reuven's wife. Uveisil, I mean, maitzias ishto beget, uva chalitza. Beisil says that first he has to get rid of the woman that he did a mimer with, Reuven's wife, with a get, and he also needs to do chalitza. Because according to Beisil, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, a mimer is not strong enough to make it like he did yibum. So therefore, really, he's only zakuk to the woman that he just gave money to, or gave a shtar to. The same way he's zakuk to the other one. So since he's zakuk to two sisters at the same time, he has to do chalitza. But first, like the Rav says, he first gives a get. The reason he has to give a get is because Lamaisa, he's mekadosh her. So he has to divorce her to allow her to marry somebody else. And now the second wife, Shimon's wife, he does chalitza to. He can't do yibum to her because she's achos zikukaso, because he's still zakuk to the one that he did a mimer to. It's not really a complete yibum. And this is what Chazal were referring to when they said, woe is to it on his wife, meaning the one he just married with a mimer, and woe is it on his brother's wife, Shimon's wife, because he can't do yibum to her either.